Why don't you take your Bibles, if you would, tonight, Galatians chapter 6. Galatians chapter 6. I have several scriptures that I want to read as we get started, and then I'll just make a simple application tonight, probably something that everybody knows, but I found that even something that everybody knows, even something that I know, I need to be reminded of now and then of the truth and of the practicality of that truth and how it works in our Christian lives. So Galatians chapter 6, again, verses 1 through 5, here's what the Bible says. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And what that verse is saying is, don't get pride, don't get proud. Don't be like the Pharisee that went into the temple and prayed and said, boy, I'm glad I'm not like that guy. Because what that verse is saying is, but for the grace of God, we'll be in that same situation. Verse 2 is a verse I really want to key in on tonight. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Now, I want you to take your Bibles, turn back a book to the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. And you'll say, boy, how do these scriptures all go together? Well, you'll see in just a minute. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning in verse 7. This is the Apostle Paul giving a testimony. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. All right, and then one more. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36. Matthew chapter 22. Sorry I'm having you refer to your Bible so much, but this is Bible study, so, you know, just hang in there with me. Matthew chapter 22, verse 36, and we'll read down through verse 39. Here's what the Bible says. Master, which is the great commandment in the law, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. All right, so let me draw all these verses of Scripture together and remind you of the truth, a little simple truth tonight. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, we read, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And I would submit to you tonight that the law of Christ that Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 is talking about is the law of Christ. The commandments, the great commandment and the second great commandment that we read about in Matthew chapter 22. A lawyer asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. And the second is likened to it, love your neighbor as yourself. And so when Galatians chapter 6 verse 2 says, bear ye one another burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ, the law that it's talking about in that verse is the law to love God and the law to love our neighbor as ourself. You've heard me say many, many times, the love that the Bible talks about in verses like Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 and 38, is not just a feeling. God just didn't love us with a feeling. And I'm glad he just didn't stop with a feeling, aren't you? I'm glad that feeling took action, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And in the same way, he expects the love that we have toward him and the love that we have toward our neighbor to be more than just a feeling, to be an action. How can I love God? I mean, I can't meet any of God's needs. He doesn't have any needs. And yet he tells me, and we won't turn over there, and I think it's in Matthew chapter 25, I can meet the needs of God and love God by finding somebody else and meeting their need. He said that you've done it into the least, one of the least of these, my brethren, you've done it unto me. And in that passage of Scripture, he says, hey, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in the prison and you came and visited me. And those that were standing there with him said, well, we never saw you hungry. We never saw you naked. We never visited you in prison. And Jesus said, oh, yes, you did, in that you did it to one of these, the least of these, your brethren and my brethren, you've done it unto me. And so as we love God in the first and great commandment, love him, we do that loving action-wise to others. And in the same way, the second commandment, love our neighbor as ourselves, we do that through action to others. And so again, coming back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, one of the ways that we love others, thereby love God, one of the ways that we love our neighbors, and one of the actions that we can take to show that love is to help bear their burdens. Now, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 5, we read this, every man shall bear his own burdens. And as I was studying and thinking about it, I said to myself, it seems like it's backwards. It seems like God would have us bear our own burdens and thereby learn from bearing our own burdens, and then we could go help bear other burdens, others' burdens. So it seems like it's backwards. Again, it seems like God would give us a burden and teach us to trust him and to learn to bear that burden, and then we'd be prepared to go out and help somebody else bear their burden. But God has it in the order that he wants it in. And so tonight, I want to illustrate that for you. And when I get done, I'll bring in that passage in 2 Corinthians that talks about how Paul said, hey, I have this thorn in the flesh, and I want you to take it away from me. And God said, no, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. All right, so DJ, come up here for a second. I need you to help me. And Kaylina, could I get you and Jenna to come up here and help me too, okay? So I want to show you what these scriptures mean, all right? So DJ, you stand right here. All right, Kaylina, and you and Jenna, get some psalm books, okay? Just go gather some psalm books. Get 4 or 5 psalm books, all right? So DJ is going to be a guy that has burdens, okay? And these burdens, we're going to let these psalm books represent the burdens. And a burden could be anything. It could be a sickness. It could be a relationship problem. It could be a financial problem. But DJ has problems. I mean, you can tell by looking at him. He's got problems, can't you? All right. So we're gonna put your hands out. We're gonna stack on these burdens. Okay. Grab a couple of those books over there for me. Oh, this is a good one. Look at this one. Okay. Okay, now you guys stay just right there for a second. Are they getting heavy yet? Huh? They are. Hey, Dennis, come up here. All right. So here's a guy that's got burdens. I mean, you can look at it. He's got a ton of burdens. All right, is your hands getting tired? Okay, just hang on for a minute. So here's Dennis. He reads that scripture that says, bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. And so he sees DJ. Now, it happens to be his son, but that's all right. The picture would be complete whether he was his son or not. He might just be, you know, a friend. And so Dennis, a good Christian that he is, sees this guy with all these burdens, and he says, I'm going to help him. I'm going to help him. And so he begins to take DJ's burdens. You guys, grab a couple more of those books. Okay? Now, of course, Dennis has more strength, all right? And you're not getting tired yet, are you? Okay, all right. So, I mean, DJ just loads it on, all right? Not yet, just a minute. DJ just loads it on. And so Dennis has got this load of burdens. And he's able to handle it, all right? Now, here's what happens. This happens sometimes. Jenna and Kaylina see Dennis bearing DJ's burdens. And they have some burdens of their own. Jenna has some burdens. Kaylina has some burdens. And they say, hey, here's a guy that will help us bear our burdens. And so they come with their burdens, and they sort of pile them on Dennis, too. You doing okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Grab some more songbooks. All right. And so, and by the way, this is what sometimes happens. Dennis has good intentions. I mean, he helped DJ. I mean, look at all the burdens that he helped, that he took from DJ that he's bearing. Now, Jenna's got some more burdens. I mean, she got rid of the two that she had. She went out and got some more. And so she comes back to Dennis because Dennis is such a good guy. He's bearing these burdens. And she says, well, you took my other ones. Let me give you some more. And Kaylina does the same thing. Kaylina got rid of her burdens. They're down here somewhere. And she went out and got some more. And she says, hey, you know, he bore the other ones. I'll just give him these two. Now, and that's sometimes what happens. Sometimes we, trying to follow the scripture and trying to do what God wants us to do, we go out and we help bear other people's burdens. All right? Okay, good. And if we're not careful, now listen, and again, if we're not careful, we will take so much on ourselves trying to do what we think God wants us to do by helping other people that, go grab a few more songbooks, that we get loaded. And again, just let me tell you, there are enough people that we know in our world that we'll come across that if we take all their burdens, we'll run out of time, we'll run out of money, we'll run out of strength. I mean, there are that many people that you know and that I know that, hey, here's a couple more. Where's Dennis? He's buried by all the burdens. Huh? Now, he's got all, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you three sit down there just for a minute, okay? Now, here's what happens. So he's bearing all these other burdens. And sometimes don't you feel like this? I mean, you take burdens from your kids. You take burdens from your grandkids. You take burdens, don't count them. you take burdens from your friends. You take burdens from other family members. And again, you're doing what you think God wants you to do. You're trying to help. You're trying to help bear those burdens. And so Dennis has got this load. None of these burdens are his. He's taken them all on from these three. I mean, they have dumped on him. Then God comes and he says, oh, Dennis, I got to give you a burden. This one's, huh? You getting tired?
A little bit.
Getting
a little heavy.
Oh well. Okay. So wait a minute. So let's take all these burdens off because God is getting ready to give you a burden. Okay. So this is not somebody else's. This is Dennis's.
Yeah, I couldn't be able to hold this in all the books.
Huh?
I wouldn't be able to hold this in the books, too.
You wouldn't? But Dennis, that's what's going to happen. Because just because you got your own burden, you still got all these other burdens that you've taken on from other people, okay? And they're stacked up on you. And pretty soon.
Push them on this side.
Go get me some more songbooks. And pretty soon, the burdens. Hold it straight. Don't drop them. And pretty soon, the burdens get so heavy that Dennis says, he cries out, I can't take any more. In fact, I can't hold on to the ones I got. It was bad enough when I was trying to care everybody else's, but I got this. And by the way, he said, God, why'd you give me this burden? You all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Take some.
I thought you worked out.
That's a lot of weight.
Is that tolerable? This is exactly what happens. We get so many burdens, we get wore out, we get burned out, and we get to the point where, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, let me back up just for a minute. When God comes and gives him Dennis his own burden, Dennis says this, why? I was carrying all these burdens for somebody else. Why would you give me a burden? I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do right. I'm trying to carry all these burdens from all these other people. Why would you give me my own? And God comes and I won't stack them all on there because I know you're getting tired. But he puts all these burdens because here's the point where God wants Dennis to get. He wants Dennis to get to the point where he says, I can't do this on my own. I can't bear these burdens. I don't have enough strength. And God says, ha ha, you're exactly where I want you to be. And so, Terry, come up. You play God for us tonight. God comes up. All right. And he says, as he said to Paul, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Okay? My strength is, when Dennis got to the point, and he got there quicker than I thought he'd get tonight with all these books, he says, I can't carry this. I can't bear it. Paul, and I'm sure he was thinking the same thing that Paul thought. So, God, I got this thorn in the flesh. If he would just take it away, I could be a better preacher, I could be a better teacher, I could be a better missionary. I was trying to serve you before you gave me this thing anyway. You've hampered me, you've lessened my ministry. And God said, no, Paul, because you see, when you're weak and you depend on me, then I can work through you. Okay, so Terry and Dennis, you hold on to this end, all right? And so God piles all the burdens back on. Use two hands. Yeah, spread out a little bit. God piles all the burdens back on. Terry's only got it with one hand.
Yeah, but his arm's not tired.
God's arms never get tired. So God piles all these burdens back on, and the load that Dennis couldn't carry by himself, he couldn't bear his burdens and the burdens of everybody else, now he can carry. You okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Okay, you guys can just put that down on the floor then. Okay, go rest your arms. Okay, thanks, guys. I'll have you help me in just a minute to put them all away, okay? So again, here's the simple truth that I want to remind you of tonight. God loads things on us. And we say, why? I'm trying to live my life in a way that's pleasing to you. I'm trying to serve you. I do that by loving others, by bearing those burdens. And then right when I'm trying to do that, you come and you give me a big, heavy one. And I can barely bear that one, let alone all these other ones I've been trying to bear. And God says, hey, you're just about to the point where I want you to be. I want you to get to the point where you realize you can't bear your burdens by yourself. And you can't bear others' burdens by yourself. But when you depend on me and let my strength flow through you, then together we can do it. And so when, and again, I know some of you are going through some rough times with different things. And there's some other families that aren't here tonight. They're going through some rough times. And you say, well, if God's a God of love, why would he pile all this up on me at the same time? Why couldn't he give me it one at a time so that I could handle it and get done with this one before I have to take on the next one? You know why? Because if God did that, we would think we'd be able to do it ourselves. And we never depend on him. We never get to that point like Paul said, I can do all things, not by myself, but through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And the only way he could know that for himself was to experience what Dennis experienced tonight. He got to the point where he couldn't carry it. It was too heavy. And God said, okay, let's do it together. And Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And so, tonight if you got a burden, don't try to carry it by yourself. I mean, you're trying to do a good thing because you're taking on the burdens of different people and you're trying to do a good thing. But if you try to do a good thing in your own strength, you're going to fail. You're going to fail. Let God bear that burden with you. And then you can say, like Paul, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And then God can say about us, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Because if we do things in our own strength, we don't need the strength of God, or we think we don't. It's not until the burdens become so heavy that they fall that we realize we do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for tonight, for the simple truth that's in the Bible. And I pray, Father, you'd make it real to us. I pray that we would understand. And I know it's a truth that people have been exposed to before. But I pray, Father, you'd help us to understand it tonight. That, yeah, we're supposed to help others bear their burdens. But, Father, we can't do that on our own. We've got to do that with the strength that you give us. And it's only when we get to that point where we realize that we're weak and we need you that you can really use us. I pray, Father, that you get us there and that we would utilize and claim the strength that we have in you. Again, thank you for loving us. Thank you for bringing us together tonight. And I pray you'll dismiss us with your blessing. Father, help us to be the kind of Christian that others could see our light and glorify you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.